Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. I ask you to forgive me. I'm out and about, just taking care of business. God is good. You know what? As a matter of fact, I said yesterday that I can't even describe God as just being good, because He's so far beyond. But God is good. God is amazing. He is amazing. My beloved brothers and sisters, have you ever had where you're taking care of whatever, you're going about your day, and just so happens, like every day, something crazy happens, something spectacular, something that every day we run through something. I think I'm becoming a magnet to people who are going through something. And I think the reason why God is doing this to me is because He wants me to see how good it is to share Him with people who's going through something. Because when we have a tendency of seeing people go through something, we become heartfelt. You know, we can relate to some degree. We want to do something that will cause a person to feel a little at ease, to receive a little bit of comfort. Yet many times we give what we know, what we experience, what we have gone through, from the knowledge that what we had to deal with. And I've come to find out that God is literally telling me that if we allow ourselves to learn as much as we can about Him, what will happen is we'll give that comfort that will never leave you nor forsake you. And it's so wonderful until literally you can walk around with this. My mother used to say this about me. Son, you walk around everywhere as if you own everything and you don't have nothing. And I said, Mama, but that's not the point, that I don't have nothing. I walk around with everything. I mean, walk around as if I own everything, because I have in my heart the expectations of owning everything, of having it all. And the thing about God's word, you can have it all. It is the treasures that allow you to say, I can deal with anything on the face of the earth, and I can deal with grace and truth. I can deal with it in a level that causes me to say, I can square off my shoulder, look one straight in the eyes with straight up love, not even to challenge, but just with straight up love. And by my doing so, I get to say, I see you. Good about God. He sees us. He sees everything we do. So I ask you to do me a favor. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I love you. I am just so overjoyed with you, Father God, until I cannot do without you. I thank you for giving me all of the goodness that you have, thus allowing me to understand that there's no man on the face of the earth that I need to go to receive the goodness that you alone have. I thank you, Father God, and I ask you to use me this evening, make it so that every word that proceeds out of my mouth be about you, not about me, Heavenly Father. We bound Satan, we stepping on his neck, and making it so, Father God, that we can move toward this race, and we do so with the abundance of life. And you know that Father God is Christ. I thank you and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Literally, I ask you to walk with me. Let's hang out in Hebrews just a little bit. We're going to go to Hebrews 11 and 1, okay? Hebrews 11 and 1. And put my other eyes on and head on there. Oh, Father God, thank you. If y'all would see me, I'm actually bent over on a cot put my Bible on the cart in order to get where I got to go. But God is so good until literally, as I opened up the Bible, it went to Hebrews 11. I can't just say, I'm not going to have you been over too long. Unless you've been over for me, Father. Unless you've been over for me, son. Anyway, I'm thankful for that. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? Which is a beautiful verse within itself. But listen to 2. For by it, now I'm going to go to 3, and then I'm going to stop. By faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not so, oh my God, were not made of things which are visible. You know, Father God, thank you. I come outside every day. Whenever I have to travel, or if I'm not outside, looking out my window, come out and have the ability to see God's visible things, which cause me to know, even though he's invisible to the naked eye, what a marvelous God is. So whenever I'm going through whatever it may be, I know the invisible man can do things that will cause visible things to happen in our lives, so that we can simply say, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can't even say, Father God, that you're just good. No. I have to give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Yet while we are going throughout the day and we're looking at people doing things their way, some his way, we're able to say, wow, I'm a part of this human race. I'm a part of helping people, and I'm a part of edifying people, lifting people. I'm a part of being a, thank you, Father God, of helping people see that they don't have to go through things by themselves. Today, while I was moving about, a woman with a child was 6 years old, she was on a corner and she was asking people for money. Even the child was asking people for money, and I put out what I had to her, and she looked at it and said, oh my God. Okay, so we can go. I'm not going to get into figures. That part doesn't matter in any shape, fashion, or form. And I smiled at her and I said, God bless you. Have a good day. Hey, young man, you take care of your mama. And he looked up, I will. And I kept on moving. Little did I know that they was walking behind me. And finally she said, sir, say something. Said, yes. I know that it doesn't look good that me and my son is out here doing what we do. And I said, doesn't matter what it looks like to us as human beings. What matters is, who are you depending on for your resource? Because if you're depending on man, then you'll always be out here. But if you're depending on God, you will always say the thing you said when I gave you this money. And she said, oh my God. God is so good. God is so good. And as I looked her in the eyes, I said, can I say a prayer? She said, yes, sir. And you can hear the crackling in her voice where she's slowly being broken. You know, the Bible says that her contrite spirit. Oh, Father God. Oof. Mm. You have to be broken. You have to let your heart just burst so that the Word of God can infiltrate and cause you to see that we have a loving God that will be there for you wholeheartedly without any mess. I mean, without any disappointment, without no nonsense, just simply this wonderful God who says, not only am I your father, but I'm also your provider. And I began to pray with this young lady, and as I did so, I got to tell you, this is how I started praying. I wrapped my arms around her, and I'm praying in her ear, and her son is holding on to my leg while he's holding her leg. He got one arm on mine, one on hers. I've never seen these perfect people before in my entire life, but God has, and Lord have mercy. When we look and see the things that he did for us, we are individuals who have such a testimony until literally we can walk around freely as if we're the richest people in the world. And by that, we enrich the lives of other people. So here I'm praying, and now her heart breaks. And she said, Father God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I failed my son. I'm so sorry that I listened to this man. I'm so sorry that I let this man bring us out here. I'm so sorry, Father God. And I looked her, after we said amen, I looked her in the face, and I said to her, can you do me a favor? She said, yes, I'll do anything you ask me. And I said, first favor is don't ever say that you'll do anything that somebody will ask you, because some people will take that literally. I only ask you to do me the favor of asking yourself, do you believe in God? And do you believe that he is God? Meaning, do you believe that he has power over the earth, that he reigns on the earth? Do you believe that with all of who you are? Or just like that of a mustard seed, do you have that much faith in God to believe that you're going to be okay? Yeah. And she fumbled with that for about maybe 7 to 8 seconds. And she looked me in her eye, and she said, you know what, I didn't know. But what I see is that you do. And there's no way that you would have did what you did for me and my child if you didn't. And I said, well, I have to say, that is my testimony. See, I don't have faith because of the fact that I'm looking for something to come in to replace what I gave you. I have faith because something already came in which enabled me to give you, because it was at this appointed time that you're supposed to receive something. No more, no less. Sorry, Dink. Not as much as I would like it to be, but when God blesses us, supposed to bless other people. And that way they can say, and I looked in her eyes and she said, my God. and we both cracked up laughing, because he is God. He is a mighty God. So we continue walking down the street. I passed where I was supposed to go, and while we're talking, she's explaining to me what happened. And she was brought out here from Louisiana on a promise and a prayer. And this gentleman said that he was he's loved her and he really cared for her, and she needs to come out here, and on and on and on and on. And she brought her son out here, spent the last amount of money that she had to get out here, thinking that this gentleman is going to be there for her. And she said, now we're stranded. I said, no, you're not. Mm-mm. You're just on another pathway. If you feel as though that you're stranded, then, of course, you're not going to go further. But if you know about adventures, you're going to look up and say, Father God, thank you for this new adventure that we're on. I don't know where you're taking me, but I know it's going to be okay. So I gave her the information that she needed so that she could begin her new journey. And she looked and she said, can I call you when I get there? Because I want to let you know that I'm actually there. And I said, yes, please. And can I call you when whatever happens, whether they take us or they don't take us? I said, yes, please. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. How long did it take you to trust God enough to where you can have the kind of peace that I see in you at this moment? And I said, my Lord, I got to actually think on that for a second. And just as I said that, my father said, the moment that you laid on the ground, being homeless, being hungry, being alone, yeah, that's when you knew that I am completely real in your life. And that's what I told him. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I had no idea what's going to happen. But the one thing I did know is that it's going to be all right. So as I was going through talking with this young lady, I thought about this here. We have a mighty God. The only way we can actually be prosperous with this mighty God, and I'm not talking about prosperous in terms of money, because that's too cheap for God. I'm talking by carrying the treasures, his word, in us to the degree to when we are going through whatever it may be, whether good or bad, that we depend on him for us to be one or two things. Paul said, when I am, oh, Father God, when I am rich, I can abound. And when I'm poor, excuse me, let me flip that around. When I am rich, I can be humble. That strengthens me. There is nothing on earth that I can't handle, even to the point of death. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has proven that to me to the degree that I simply can say, it's going to be okay today. So she went on to her journey. She got to where I sent her. It just so happened, which is a rarity, that they had a spot for her at that particular time. And now she's got a place where she can lay her head. Be there for, well, as long as God allows her to. I asked whether or not if her son's name is Jeremiah. Jeremy, my apology. And is he okay? And he said, yes, he's okay. He's doing great. He's playing with other kids. Oh, man, it's going to be okay. We just got through eating. They gave us some lunch. Thank you so much. And do you want your money back? Because she said, they're going to feed us three times a day. We're okay. And I said, no. That's okay. You do what you do. But do me a favor. Where you are, they have Bibles. And I ask you to please read the book of John. I always tell people, start in the book of John. And the reason why, because it's where you get to know about God in such a wonderful way. Then go to Matthew, Mark, and Luke there afterwards, and you'll be just fine. But please, allow yourself to have faith of that of a mustard seed, because man will fail you. You felt bad because you felt as though you failed your child. So when I say man, I'm not talking male, I'm talking human. Will fail you. And with that knowledge, allow yourself to say, Father God, I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm going to forgive me. And now, Father God, we're going to be on this journey. Now, I said she called me, right? Okay. She didn't have her own phone. But when she called me, she had her own phone. Because now we have what is called the Obama phone. And she has her card from public assistance. And again, another rarity, she was able to get an Obama phone off of that particular card. Because normally you have to have the card from out in California with the ID from wherever. She was able to get it. And upon getting it, she said, the first person I wanted to get my, make sure that you know that I have my, have a phone is you. And I didn't know that you can get free phones just easy. It's right out in the street. And where you sent me, oh, just three or four of them. Should I get another one? I said, no, don't do that. Because the second phone, I fill out the first phone. And we don't need to be greedy. All we need to do is get that which sustains us for that moment. And if you remember anything about what Moses told Israel, sufficient for today. Okay, Pastor, okay. I got to say something. I don't care about the stuff that goes on out here in life. I really don't. Meaning this is, and I have to bring clarity to this because I was reminded yesterday about that. I don't care about the physical evidence of things that surrounds me. I don't care about having big-time things. I don't care about it. God give it, God take it away. But what I do care is when people are going through things, I take it as if that's me, as if I am going through things. Because I feel as though that we should love one another so deeply until literally you are me. Because you know what? That's how personal Jesus took us. He died on the cross literally because he said, I don't want you to go through that which you're leading yourself to. I'm going to die for you. I'm going to rise because of God, which is for you, so that you do not have to taste the sting of death. That's why I feel as good as I feel, because although we're going to go through what we're going to go through down here, that race possibly see God's faith and enjoy the goodness of God. So it doesn't matter what's going on down here to me. It doesn't impress me. But when we can make it to where a woman can say, hey, I'm okay. When we can make it to where a woman can say, okay, I thought it was going to be bad, but God sent somebody to me so somebody can show me who he is. Not who the person is, not what the person is about, not what the person, no, but who he is so that I can depend on him because he will never leave me nor forsake me. He will always be there for me and in every shape, fashion, or form, be good to me. He will make it so that I have the ability to enjoy a life that's full of faith. This started as a mustard seed, but it's growing into a wonderful tree only because of the fact that somebody loved me as I needed to be loved at that particular time. That's what happened to me. I was in an area where I had nothing. All I ask God to do for me is simply, please, please, let me get to know you. Because the more I get to know you, the more I get to feel comfort because of you. I have the ability. I have the eager, the hunger to get to know you. I'm not no theologist. The thing I do know is that you are God and I can be still. And in my peace, the world can't take it away. You are the almighty God who allows me to say, it's going to be okay today. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, while I am on my little journey, I ask you to do me a favor. Just bow your heads. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if each of us allow ourselves to enjoy the beauty of you, even though we don't see you physically, we should know, Heavenly Father, that everything that's on the face of the earth was created because of you. Don't matter what we saw man put together, the material had to be made by you, Heavenly Father. Doesn't matter whether or not if the material was remade. Help us to understand with all that you supply us, with all that you do with us, with all that you have allowed us to have the ability to see, that is before our eyes each and every day, from the smallest insect to the largest star. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we come to understand that only you could have done these things, and that we depend on you, so that everything that is about you is everything we become. Because, Heavenly Father, we should be the living word, so that when whoever is going through whatever, we have the ability to say, it's going to be okay today. In Jesus' holy and precious name, I say, amen. I love your brothers and sisters. Bless you. Have a good night. Talk with you soon. Take care of yourself.